Hi, everybody. My name is Drew DeVault, and today I'm going to give a quick talk giving you a sneak peek at a microkernel I've been working on called Helios. So why should we write new kernels? These are the reasons that I came up with for writing new kernels. You know, is Linux good enough? I don't know, but kernel hacking is really, really fun, so I'm enjoying myself working on it, which is reason enough. I also want to prove if the programming language Hare is useful for writing kernels. Hare is a programming language I developed along with many of the people in this room and many people outside of this room, which one of the stated goals is to be useful for systems programming and to be able to write kernels with. So in order to prove that that's possible, we have to write a kernel. Other goals is I want to know if we can do better than the SEL4 microkernel, which is a microkernel that inspired a lot of the system design for Helios. And if I were to be particularly ambitious and bold, I would wonder if it's possible to do better than Linux. And so we've had Linux now for, 30 years? Maybe a little bit less than 30 years. And I think it's time for some innovation in kernels. SEL4 is cool, but maybe we can do better. And you know, at the end of the day, we're having fun doing it, and that's enough. So enter Helios. Helios is a microkernel, which again is largely inspired by SEL4 and is written in Hare to prove that Hare can be used to write kernels, and also because it's fun to write kernels and maybe we can make it good. It runs right now on x86 64 and ARM 64, and support for RISC-V is coming, which is all of the targets that Hare presently supports. The kernel itself is quite small. The portable code base is about 8,500 lines of code. And then on top of that, for each architecture, we have about 3,000 lines of code. And that's it. That's the whole microkernel. The kernel is licensed under the GNU Public License. And I suppose here I should mention these small line codes don't include the bootloaders, which themselves maybe add 2,000 lines of code per target. And it's written in Hare, which is, again, a systems programming language that I designed. With the help of about 80 contributors. This is the pitch from the website, but the short version is that Hare is a systems programming language which is designed to be very simple. We have a specification which is less than 100 pages. We have a small compiler. We have a minimal runtime, manual memory management. And the goals is to use it for systems programming. So that includes compilers, daemons, system tools, and also things like kernels. Further about Hare, again, it's a general purpose systems programming language. So in addition to kernels, we also use it in user space on Linux and FreeBSD, working on OpenBSD and NetBSD user space support as well. We've been working on it now for about 3 years. And the footprint of the programming language is also small. We have an 18,000 line compiler. Our backend cube, not LLVM, our backend is cube, which is about 12,000 lines of C99. And together, this is enough to bootstrap the compiler, plus bin utils is required. And it runs, again, on these three targets. If you've never seen any Hare code before, I just have a small sample here. I'm not going to go into too much detail about exactly what any of this code does, but this is just what it looks like. If you're familiar with C, a lot of things here probably look fairly recognizable to you. Some things maybe don't. Namespaces are nice, but this is just a peek at what Hare looks like. And this particular code sample is the entry point for the Helios microkernel. So this is the first line of portable code. There's also some architecture-specific setup code, and the bootloader runs before any of this. But this is the first line of code that runs on all architectures. So what is Helios? What is the goal of the design? It's a microkernel, so it's designed to be as small as possible and to move any tasks which can be performed in user space into user space, contrasted with something like Linux, which is a monolithic design. The kernel is very, very small and simple. It only has 14 syscalls, of which 12 are related to capabilities. It uses capability-based security, which is essentially this means of controlling access to resources on the system, like memory, like hardware I/O, memory mapped I/O, processes, threads, address spaces. All of these things are represented by capabilities, and the syscall API is used for working with those capabilities. And then each process on the system has access to some subset of capabilities, which entitles it to rights to use resources, which is a really good approach for sandboxing and security. It's especially good when compared to a monolithic design like Linux. The example I usually reach for to explain why Helios's design is more secure than Linux is to consider the case of a floppy disk driver. So if you have a floppy disk driver on Linux, it's compiled into your kernel and runs in ring zero. And if there's a bug in it, the worst thing that bug can do is completely compromise your system. Whereas on Helios, the worst thing a bug in your floppy disk driver could do is erase your floppy disk. All drivers, in addition to user space processes, are sandboxed with the MMU, just like user space processes generally are on systems like Linux. Of course, for a microkernel, inter-process communication is critical. We have two approaches to IPC, which again are largely inspired by SEL4. We have synchronous IPC via endpoints and asynchronous via notifications, as well as the ability to set up shared memory so that you can communicate more efficiently than using syscalls for IPC. Where is the project at now? It's fairly mature. We're about 9 months in. The capabilities are working. Inter-process communication is also working. We also have preemptive scheduling, so we do actually have processes which get scheduled. But the scheduler is very simple. We don't have support for SMP yet, so it's all running on one core. And it's just a simple round-robin scheduler, but we will make improvements in this domain. We also have support for hardware I/O and IRQs, both in user space, so it is now possible to write user space drivers for hardware in Helios or on top of Helios. And in terms of booting, we currently have support for EFI on ARM and multi-boot on x86-64. We're going to also bring EFI to x86-64 as soon as somebody can be bothered to implement position-independent code for our backend. And does it work? The answer is self-evidently yes, because this slide deck you're viewing right now is running on this Raspberry Pi, which is running on Helios. I promised that I would not do any talks about Helios until I could actually present that talk from Helios. And I initially was going to try and write an Intel HD graphics driver for my x86 laptop, and then I started looking at the IHD manuals, of which there's about 18 volumes per Intel hardware revision. Among those are about 100,000 pages of PDF. And after about 2 days of reading those PDFs, I forgot about that and instead ported the entire kernel to ARM so I could write a GPU driver for the Raspberry Pi instead. That ARM port took about 42 days to complete from start to finish. The Raspberry Pi here is running its GPU driver and a serial driver in user space. The GPU driver is driving the projector, and I'm switching between slides by typing letters into the serial port. The slide deck itself is